Enrique Iglesias there, and Hero, not like I once heard it mentioned on air, Enrique Double Iglesias. Well, yeah, there we go. Great song all the same there. Now, at this time on a Monday, it's exactly 10:45, by the way, here on East Point Radio, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we talk to folks across the East Anglian region from all sorts of organisations. And I'm hoping that on the line today, I'm going to have Peter Bedwell from the Ipswich Transport Museum. Now, this is in the old trolleybus depot on Cobham Road in Ipswich. But enough from me. Let's hear from Peter. Very good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning. How are you?
Not so bad. Your good self?
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
Jolly
thank
good.
You for having me on.
No problem. It's always a pleasure. And it's a very interesting venue, isn't it, the Ipswich Transport Museum? Tell us a little bit about the history of it.
Yeah, it certainly is an interest. We call it an Aladdin's cave, quite honestly. it was the organisation as such was founded out of a group of people in over 50 years ago who got together to form the Ipswich Transport Society, and they acquired the very first exhibit for the museum roundabout then, which is a 1932 Dennis Ace fire engine, which we Dennis Ace bus, which we still have.
So you started out with the fire engines, and of course you have a very strong tradition with, can I say, Ipswich buses as well, don't you?
We do, yes. We've got several examples. We've got an AEC Region 3, which was ADX1, which was the very first motor bus that came into service in Ipswich. Going back even further, we have an Ipswich tram and I say very loosely, we have three double-deck trolley buses. The reason I say loosely is because one of them is in dire need of some care and attention, but we have a fully restored carrier trolley bus running at Carlton Colville under their wires at the moment. And in the museum itself, we also have the very last numerically very last double deck trolley bus to run in Ipswich 126, which is now the lower deck of which now forms our cinema.
Brilliant. Now, I can remember the trolley buses in Ipswich very, very well. And I used to live on Bishop's Hill. And I can see the trolley buses now trundling down and up Bishop's Hill. And they were fantastic vehicles, weren't they? Some of them made, of course, in Ipswich itself, and some of them made over in Leyston at Garrett's, I understand.
Yes, certainly some of the very early ones were. The very first three we had on loan were from a company called Railless. The subsequent day we used on a trial run between the town and Ipswich station, and then a decision was made to go ahead with replacing the trams with trolley buses, and the very first trolley buses were from, as you say, Ransom, Simpson, Jeffries and Garrett's of Leyston.
I always think it's rather ironic that we've basically gone full circle, haven't we? You mentioned trams there, and, you know, these are the sort of rail vehicles as such, and all these were taken out. Then we got the trolley buses and overhead-powered vehicles. Then we went to motor vehicles, and now in many towns and cities, we're finding that we're going back to trams again.
That's very true. Everything goes round.
It certainly does, and as I say, I can remember the Ipswich trolley buses extremely well, going down, I think it was the number 4, actually, that went down Bishop's Hill towards
you've got
the
a good memory.
It goes back to the Electric House at that time, I can remember that, which was like the terminus, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Now, the vehicles themselves, I mean, you know, they're fantastic when you think about it, and everything's sort of going electric these days. We've got, you know, some electric cars, we've got some electric buses and all sorts of things like that. The big danger is, I think, these days that some of these vehicles are so quiet that you can't hear them sort of trundling down the road. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that certainly, to me, is a problem, definitely, that something's going to happen before long when somebody doesn't hear something coming and wham.
Yes, I know. This is the thing, and I know there's a number of different items which are being fitted to vehicles so that people can hear them coming, which is a bit ironic. You have to play the sound of an engine or something like that to warn people.
Yes, I want to be good and own an electric vehicle, but I don't want it. I want it to sound like a car.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Now, you are very much the home to the Ipswich Engineering Collection, which, of course, includes examples of Ransom, Sims and Jeffries, as we were mentioning earlier. They're agricultural implements and one of their combine harvesters as well.
That's correct, yep, one of their early ones.
Now, the Ransom and Rapiers cranes and, was it Compare Reval air compressors, cranes, valves and Turner grain handling equipment. You've got such a wide range of exhibits there at the Ipswich Transport Museum, haven't you?
Yes, and notably, virtually all either made and or manufactured in Ipswich.
Well, that's got to be good. I mean, I'm biased, having originated from Ipswich. So,
but aren't we both?
Yeah. Can we give out some information, first of all, before we continue our conversation, of how people can find out more about the Ipswich Transport Museum?
Yes, indeed. You can find our webpage, which is www.ipswichtransportmuseum.com .co.uk. You can phone us on Ipswich 715666. When we're not available in the office, there is a answer phone, and somebody will certainly get back to you on that.
That's good. So there's all sorts of ways to contact you. Now, I will ask you for that information again in a few moments' time. But you mentioned Ipswich, of course, being a wonderful manufacturing base, certainly in years gone by, from the engineering point of view.
Oh, yes, definitely. I was talking to a visitor the other day, and we were discussing the amount of jobs that have been sacrificed as a result of losing all the engineering-based companies in the town.
Certainly, it's certainly not good. But and at least there you have this Aladdin's Cave at the Ipswich Transport Museum. And there's so much to see, isn't there? As you mentioned, the buses. And, of course, we remember with affection Eastern Counties buses. Now, I know you've got some of their vehicles as well, haven't you?
Yes. At the moment, we have one of their vehicles on display, which was the original acquisition the original founders made, which is the Dennis Ace, displayed in Eastern Counties livery. That finished up actually with Bickers of Codnam operating out of Felixstowe. We have several other Eastern Counties vehicles. Oh, we've got one other one, the Bristol Lowdecker as well. Having a little bit of attention at the moment, but he's still on view.
I'd imagine that having so many exhibits must be a little bit of a headache with maintenance these days, isn't it?
It's a headache with maintenance, definitely, yes. I mean, if I can get a quick one in here, we're always looking for volunteers, and I don't just mean mechanically minded. Anybody of any interest is worth, if you're interested in our sort of field, it's well worth giving the office a ring and talking about becoming a volunteer.
Sounds good to me. Now, I will give out your telephone number and contact details as well, and I'll ask you to do the same very shortly. But there are also displays at the museum featuring a garage workshop, I understand, a motorcycle workshop and a cycle repair shop.
There is indeed, yes.
That sounds great. So, you know, there's a lot of maintenance going on there as well, isn't there?
Yep. Under restoration at the moment, Graham, we have got it has been a long-term one, a Daimler hearse that used to belong to the Ipswich Co-op Funeral Department. We're just about finishing a Bedford WLB, which was the sort of utility version of the well-known Bedford OB. We've also now acquired one of the last batch of Ransom single-decker buses, trolley buses number 44, that is starting started restoration. That will be a very long ongoing job, and we've just got joined together the Tilling Stevens bus chassis that we acquired recently with a body which we've had for some while, and that will become an example of an Eastern Counties road car, double decker.
That sounds great. Now, the construction, particularly of the trolley buses, there was a lot of wood used in those days in the construction of the vehicles, wasn't there?
Yes. That's ideally illustrated by the what we call the As We Found It exhibit of a trolley bus, where you can see right down to the bare bones of the vehicle itself. And it's wood everywhere. The only part that really substantially was steel, was the chassis itself.
I see. Now, we're heading into the hopefully the summer period of 2024. Yep. Now, what about any further open days, or can you give us the information as regards to when the museum is literally open?
Certainly. We're now open every Sunday from 11 till 4, right through till December the 8th. And we're also in July and August going to be open every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. for the school half-term holiday.
That sounds good. So you're catering for everybody then, and as I've said, it's a wonderful place to come and visit, the Ipswich Transport Museum. And once again, it's situated in the old trolleybus depot on Cobham Road in Ipswich. I'm going to ask you to give us the contact details again, Peter, if you would, of how people can find out more about the museum itself.
Yep, it's, as you've said already, it's on Cobham Road in Ipswich. The email address... The website is www.ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk. Telephone number is Ipswich... When I can turn this leaflet over, I've got a terrible memory now. Disadvantage of old age.
I've got it here if you can't find it. 01473?
Yes.
715666?
666, yeah, that's right.
There's lots to be seen there. As I say, it's not just the fantastic range of vehicles, but all sorts of auxiliary exhibits which you've got as part of the museum display in general.
Yes, indeed. Can I very quickly, Graham, get a mention of the upcoming special events that we've got?
Yes, please do.
On the Monday, the 26th of August... We're celebrating the 60th birthday of one of our AEC double deckers, ADX 63B. That's a bus-themed event, and there will be supporting buses running as well on that day. And then we come to later on in the year, the 5th of October, Saturday, is Classic Vehicle Day again, 11 till 4.
That's brilliant. And all that information is obviously going to be posted on your website.
That's correct, yes.
Peter, can I thank you for joining us on East Point Radio today and telling us so much about the Ipswich Transport Museum, Cobham Road in Ipswich, a fantastic place to visit. I've been there many times and thoroughly enjoyed it. And every time you visit the museum, you see something new, don't you?
Yes, that's the whole idea. We're currently planning, actually, to bring in... two more Eastern Counties buses.
Great.
They've been before. Regular visitors probably remember them, the Bristol K double-decker and the Bristol L single-decker. That will be later in the year, hopefully.
The great thing is that quite a few of your exhibits, you can actually interact with them. You can actually get on board them, can't you, and have a good look round. I think that's fantastic. It's very interactive, isn't it?
Yep. We do have notices on some of them asking you not to, and some saying if you wish to go on board, contact one of our stewards on the event on the day.
Yes, yeah, yeah, which is quite understandable because some of the vehicles that you've got there are, excuse the term, but they're not only just museum pieces, but they are very much the heritage of Ipswich, aren't they?
They certainly are, yes.
Peter, can I thank you for joining us on the programme today? As always, been a great pleasure.
Mine too.
And we'll speak to you again, no doubt, later in the year to get updates on events taking place at the Ipswich Transport Museum.
Yes, I hope so.
OK, Peter, thanks a lot.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. There we've been talking to Peter Bedwell from the Ipswich Transport Museum. I say it's located in the old trolleybus depot on Cobham Road in Ipswich. To find out more details, as Peter was saying, you can phone them on 01473 715 666. That's 01473 715 666. And take a look at their website, of course, www.ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk. That's all one word, ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk. Very interesting to find out all that information from Peter, who's been on this programme a number of times. All part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio.